我今天早上的我的讲题是积攒财宝在天上。
The topic of today's preaching is store up treasure in heaven.
啊，还是其耶稣所说的其中一个比喻。
And it is one of the parables Jesus told.
啊，它的经文是路加福音第16章第一节到第九节。
Scripture is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, 1 to 9.
啊，让我们来一起看啊今天的经文。
Let us look at the scripture together.
路加福音第16章第一节，耶稣又对门徒说：“有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。主人叫他来，对他说：‘我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经管的交代明白，因你不能再做我的管家。’那管家心里说：‘主人辞我，不用我再做我管家，我将来做什么？锄地呢，无力；讨饭呢，害羞。我知道怎样行，好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家里去。’于是把欠他主人的债一个一个叫了来，问头一个说：‘你欠我主人多少？’他说：‘100 lb油。’管家说：‘拿你的账，快坐下，写50。’又问一个说：‘你欠多少？’他说：‘100 麦子。’管家说：‘拿你账，你的账，写80。’主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世上的事，较比光明之子更加聪明。我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以借你到那永恒的帐幕里去。”
Luke chapter 16:1-9.Now he was also saying to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and this manager was reported to him as squandering his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. The manager said to himself, what shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do.So that when I am removed from the management, people will welcome me into their homes. And he summoned each of his master's debtors. And he began saying to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80.And his master praised the unrighteous manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings.
那么有一次有一个人来问主耶稣说，
One time a person came and asked our Lord Jesus,
我应该怎么做才可以承受永生？
He said, what must I do to have eternal life?
那么主耶稣就对他说，
And Jesus told him,
你要遵守神的诫命。
You need to follow God's commandment.
那么那个人就说，
And that person said,
神的诫命我都已经遵守了。
He said, all of God's commandment I have followed.
那么根据马可福音第十章第二十一节的记载，
And according to what was recorded in Mark chapter 10 verse 21.
那么耶稣看作他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件。
Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, one thing you lack.
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟随我。
Go and sell all you possess, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
然后在22节，主耶稣这个人说，
And then in verse 22, this person said,
其实这个记载说，
Actually, it was recorded that way.
啊，他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
But at these words, he was saddened, and he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property.
所以因着他的产业，这个人连永生也不要了。
Because of his possession, this person threw away eternal life.
我们在主耶稣所说的比喻里。
In the parables Jesus told,
我钱财是经常被提到的一个问题。
Wealth is often a subject brought forth.
然后将近三分之一的比例都牵涉到这个钱财啊，还有关于这个财务财宝的事情。
Two-thirds of the parables,
one-third.
One-third of the parable is concerned about wealth and money.
我们在福音书里面，主耶稣以这个钱财还有人生活里面的忧虑，跟这个天国来做个比较。
And in all the gospel, in all the gospels, Jesus often talk about wealth and the worries of life, and he compare them.
所以在马可福音第十章二十四节啊，这么说。
So in Mark 10:24 it says.
他说：“依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊
！”How hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God。
那么在登山宝训里面，主耶稣也这样教训说
：“And in the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus also taught。”
啊，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
那么然后他在马太福音六章第三十三节到第四十四节啊，劝勉门徒说。
And then in Matthew chapter 6, 33 to 44, he also encouraged the disciples.
然后你们要先求他的国和他的义。这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以谈到这个钱财和天国的时候，主耶稣在登山宝训。做了一个结论。
So when he talked about wealth and the kingdom of heaven, Jesus made a conclusion on the Sermon of Mount.
他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your trouble is, where your heart will be also.
所以主耶稣说，不要在地上积攒财宝。
So Jesus said, do not store up treasure for yourself on earth.
因为地上的财宝将会过去。
Because the treasures on earth will come to pass.
但是却要积攒财宝在天上。
But you ought to store up treasure in heaven.
因为积攒在天上的财宝不会朽坏。
Because what you store up in heaven will not be destroyed.
而且有永恒的价值。
And they have eternal value.
所以刚才今天早上我们看那段经文是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
So the scripture that we look at the beginning is a parable told by our Lord Jesus.
然后看起来这个比喻有一点不寻常。
And looking at the parable, it seems a little unusual.
然后比喻里面谈到一个不公义的一个管家。
In the parable, it talks about an unrighteous manager.
啊，为了自己的利益。
And because of his own interest.
以这个诡诈的方法来欺骗自己的主人。
He used deceptive method to cheat on his own master.
而且他利用主人的财富来换取人情。
And he used the wealth of his master in exchange for others' favor.
那么以致当他失去他的职分的时候
，so that when he lost his job，
仍然能够保持他自己的收入
，he can continue to have income，
啊，过一个舒适的生活
，to live a comfortable life。
那么可能你曾经读过这个比喻
，so maybe you have read this parable before。
啊，但是你不能够不明白它的意义
，but you don't understand what it means。
那么到底这个比喻所要传达的信息？
So what is the message in this parable?
我们在这个比喻里面主要的人物就是那个不义的管家。
So in the parable, the main character is the unrighteous steward.
啊，这位不义的管家浪费了主人的财物，因此被人告。
Because this manager was squandering his master's wealth, he was being reported.
然后主人知道后就把他叫来。
So when the master was told about this, he was called.
然后吩咐他把这个账务交代清楚，还有工作交代清楚。
He told him to bring his ledger and his work and bring it to him.
然后把他开除了。
To give an account and then he's going to fire him.
那么这位管家心里就想。
So this manager thought.
啊，被辞去了。以后不能够再做管家了。
After I'm fired, I'm not going to have a job.
怎么办呢
？What am I going to do?
啊，将来要做什么呢
？What am I going to do in the future?
啊，去锄地又没有力。
I don't have enough strength to dig.
啊，去讨饭脸皮又不够厚。
I'm too ashamed to beg.
啊，从这点我们看到这个管家他的职分是啊相当高的。
From this, we can see that this manager's position is quite important, quite high.
啊，是一份高薪的职份。
It is a position with high pay.
因为不需要这个劳力来工作。
Because it does not have to labor.
然后不只是一份高薪的工作。
Not only was it a high-paying job.
啊，他是跟一位很富有的主人工作。
He's working for a very wealthy man.
因为这位很富有的主人不用自己动手
，because this wealthy man don't have to lift a finger
啊，把他的生意完全的交给这位管家
，and he gave his business completely over to this manager to manage。
那很明显的，这个生意不是一个小生意
，and it's very clear that his business is not a small one。
啊，是一个大型的生意
，it is a big business。
有没有这个生意？不是一个小生意，从第六节和第七节就可以看到。
We can tell that it is not a small business from verse 6 and 7.
啊，一百楼油啊，等于是868加仑的橄榄油。
The 100 measures of oil, and it's talking about the olive oil, and it is actually over 868 gallons of olive oil.
一棵橄榄树可以生产大约是 5.5 加仑的油。
An olive tree can usually give about 5.5 gallons of olive oil.
所以要生产868加仑的橄榄油的话，需要150棵的橄榄树。
So in order to produce 868 gallons of olive oil, he's going to need 150 trees.
所以它的价值等于平均一个工人三年的工资。
So its worth is about an average worker's wage for 3 years.
啊，然后我们看110麦子。
And then we talk about the wheat.
110麦子等于100英亩所生产的麦子。
The wheat that it's talking about is about 100 acres worth of wheat.
啊，可以供应150个人的一年的食物。
And it can supply food for 150 people for a whole year.
那么这个主人可能住在一个离开工地相当远的一个地方。
This master may have lived a distance away from the farm.
啊，他把这个生意完全的交给这位管家来管理。
He gave his business over to this manager to manage completely.
所以这个主人信任这个管家
，So this master trusted this manager，
甚至把这个生意的财务都由他来管理
And he also gave the financial aspect over to his manager to manage.
那么可见这个管家他的权力是相当大的。
So we can see that, this manager has a lot of power.
然后有一份高薪的职份突然间被辞去了。
So all of a sudden he's fired, he's going to be fired from a high paying job.
啊，不是一件简单的事情。
It's not a simple problem.
因为不止主人知道他浪费他的财物。
Because not only did the master know of his squandering,
别人也知道。
Other people know also.
然后可能以后没有人要聘请他了。
So maybe later nobody would want to hire him.
只好去锄地或者去讨饭。
So he would probably end up digging or begging for food.
我在初中念这个在初中念书的时候
，When I was in secondary school，
那么曾经在假期的时候去做个锄地的工作。
During vacation, I actually went and worked as an earth digger。
工作非常的辛苦。
It's very difficult。
那么早上一大早就出门。
I left home very early in the morning。
那么到工地去锄地。
And I would go to the field and dig。
一直锄到两三点，下午两三点。
I would continue to dig until about 2 to 3 p.m.
我们在太阳的暴晒不停地锄。
And under the hot sun, I continue to dig.
然后得来的工资一天只是两块半钱。
And the daily wage for all that digging is only $2.50.
那么讨饭我倒没有做过。
I've never begged for food before.
因为我脸皮没有这么厚。
Because I am too ashamed.
但是我却做过洗厕所和扫地的工作。
But I have worked, as a janitor to clean the toilet and, the floor.
那么在神学念书的时候，我在神学院打工。
When I was in seminary school, I was working for the seminary.
我的工作就是清理这个厕所和扫地。
And my work was a janitor.
我们当时的工资一个小时是五块两毛半。
And the pay at that time is $5.25 an hour.
之前我是在工程领域当工程师。
And before I was an engineer in an engineering firm.
我上班的时候我是提公事包的。
When I go to work, I actually have a briefcase.
但是那个时候我拿扫把。
But at that time, I was holding a broom.
所以感觉有点委屈。
So, I felt a little wronged.
自尊心受到伤害。
My ego was hurt.
所以因此我理解这个管家他的心情。
So I understand how this manager was feeling.
因为从今以后他不能够拥有这个高薪的一个职分。
Because from that time on, he will no longer have a high paying job.
所以他必须要去做粗重的工作或者去讨饭。
So he must either be a laborer or he will have to go beg.
所以当这位管家知道自己要被除去的时候。
So when this manager know that he's going to be fired.
所以他立刻想了一个办法。
He thought of a method right away.
当他被辞去的之后
，After he's fired，
仍然能够有收入
，He continued to have income，
有地方可以住
，There will be a place for him to call home，
不会沦落到一个无家可归的那种状况里面
，He will not become homeless。
我们在 Albuquerque 经常可以看到那些无家可归的人
，In Albuquerque we often see homeless people，
所以在16章第4节到第7节这么说。
So in Luke, chapter 16, 4 to 7, it says,
我知道怎样行，好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家里去。
I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the management, people will welcome me into their homes.
那么于是把欠他主人的债一个一个叫了来。问头一个说你欠我主人多少
And he summoned each one of his master's debtors, and he began saying to the first, How much do you owe my master?
他说一百楼油管家说拿你的账快写下五十
And he said 100 measures of oil, and he said to him, Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50.
又问一个说你欠多少他说 110麦子，管家说，那你的账写80。
Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, Take your bill and write 80.
所以在第四节，这个管家说，我知道怎么行，好叫人在我不做管家之后，借我到他们家里去。
So in verse 4, this manager said, I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the management people, people will welcome me into their homes.
那么从这节经文里面，我们看到看到这个主人有供给这个管家住宿的地方。
From the scripture, we know that this master has provided a place for this manager to live.
因为这个是他所关心的。
Because that is what is of his concern.
所以在这些债主还不知道他被辞去之前。
So before these debtors know that he is going to be fired.
他就把这些债主一个个的叫来。
He called the debtors one by one.
跟他们打个交易。
And so he established a relationship with them.
Make a deal.把他们的债务打折20%到50%。
So he gave them a discount of 20-50%.
知道他们的债务大大的减少。
So that their debt are greatly reduced.
所以这个打折是相当大的。
So this discount is quite large.
20-50% discount is quite a lot.刚才说过100楼油等于868加仑的橄榄油。
Just now I said a measure of 100 oil is about 868 gallons of oil.
然后868加仑的橄榄油等于1000个 denarii, 就是当时的钱。
868 gallons equals to about 1000 denarii, which is the money at that time.
所以50%的打折等于500个 denarii.
So, 50% discount would equal to about 500 denarii.
那么等于一个工人1.5年的薪金。
And it equals to a laborer's wage of a year and a half.
那么刚才我也说过。
I also said in just now.
110麦子需要100英亩的地来生产。
100 measure of wheat required 100 acres of land.
那么这么多的麦子需要一个农夫8年到10年的时间来耕耘。
With this much wheat, it usually requires a farmer 8-10 years to cultivate.
所以20%的打折等于农夫2年的工作的时间。
So 20% discount equals to a farmer's wages for 2 years.
这只不过是两个例子。
This is only 2 examples.
还有他的其他的债主还没有算进去。
And we have not even counted the other debtors.
如果把其他的债主的债务加起来的话，是一个很庞大的一个数目。
So if we add all the debtors' discount together, it is going to be a huge amount.
那么对于这些债主来说
And so to the debtors,
这位不义的管家为他们做了一个很大的变坛。
This unrighteous manager actually did that a huge favor.
因此这些债主欠了这位管家一份很大的人情。
So this debtors actually owed this manager a lot.
那么从今以后，这位管家他不用担心以后的生活了。
So from that point on, this manager will not have to worry about his living.
因为这些债主都会照顾他。
Because these debtors will take care of him.
那么这位管家知道自己将要失去这份工作。
When this manager know that he's going to lose his job.
不能够改变过去了。
He cannot change what has passed.
然后只好为将来打算。
All he can do is plan for the future.
因此他跟这些债主建立一个关系。
So he established a relationship with these debtors.
当他被辞去的时候不会无家可归。
So that when he is fired, he will not become homeless.
因为债主会接他到他们家里去。
Because then these debtors are going to welcome him into their homes.
管家给这些债主一个很慷慨的一个打折。
The manager gave a very wealth, very healthy discount to the debtors.
那么债主也很欢迎接受这个交易。
And the debtors welcome this business.
这个是一个很聪明的一个交易。
This is a very clever way to do business.
在圣经里面，甚至他的主人也称赞他很聪明。
And in the Bible, even the master said that he is very shrewd.
所以主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明。
And his master praised the unrighteous manager because he had acted shrewdly.
因为今世之子在世之上，较比光明之子更加聪明。
For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light.
所以你到此为止，你在想到底这个比喻在说什么？
So up to this point, are you thinking, what exactly is this parable telling me?
那么到底这个比喻的意义是什么？
So what is the meaning of this parable?
在这个比喻里面，主耶稣没有赞赏这个管家如何欺骗主人的财物。
In this parable, our Lord Jesus did not praise the deceptive method used by this manager.
或者鼓励人做一个诡诈的一个人。
He did not encourage people to be deceptive.
那么主耶稣所强调的是管家如何利用这个时机。
What Jesus stressed is how this manager used the opportunity he had.
那么这个不义的管家他做事聪明。
This unrighteous manager is very shrewd.
他好像这个今世之子就是指那些不属神的人。
He is just like the sons of this age, which means those who do not belong to God.
在世界的事情上，比这个光明之子或者属神的人在属灵的事情上来得更加聪明。
He is more shrewd in relation to, he's more shrewd when it compared to those who belong to God when it comes to the matter of this earth.
换句话说， 那些不属神的人为地上短暂的事情来打算，比那些属神的人为永恒的事情来打算来得更加聪明。
In another words, those people who do not belong to God really plan for what they have on earth as compared to those who belong to God and they don't plan for what is in the future.
如果我讲得不清楚，你等下来问我。
If this is not clear, go ask the pastor later.
然后不属神的人只是为了这个短短的一生来打算。
Those who belong to God plan for the short life they have.
他们想尽了办法。
They use all of their methods.
甚至以诡诈的方法来使自己在这个世界上过一个舒适的生活。
They even use deceptive methods to enable themselves to live a comfortable life on earth.
但是属神的人却没有不 属神的人那种聪明。
But those who belong to God did not have the shrewdness like those who does not.
把握这个时机。
To take advantage of the opportunity.
为这个永恒的事情来打算。
To plan for eternal matters.
那么真的没有神的人为这一生所付出的比有神的人为这个来生所付出的更大。
And it is true that those who don't have God plan a lot better than those who have God for the future.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面所要强调的是，
What Jesus wants to stress in this parable is,
那么既然这些没有神的人为了这个短短的一生来付上这么大的代价，
So since those who don't have God pay such a big price to plan for their earthly future,
那有神的人为这个永恒的来生所付上的代价应当是更加大的。Then
those who have God should pay even a bigger price for eternal matters.
因为这个短暂的一生跟永恒来相比的是更短暂的。 根本没有得比。
Because you cannot compare the short life on earth versus the eternal life.
那么因此在第九节主耶稣对门徒说
So then in verse 9, Jesus told his disciple,
我又告诉你们要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友。到了钱财无用的时候他们可以借你们到永恒的帐幕里去。
And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings.
我们主耶稣说利用你的钱财来交朋友。
Jesus said, make friends for yourselves with, wealth.
啊，这里的朋友是指那些信耶稣得救的朋友。
The friends mentioned here refer to those who are Christians who believe in God.
那么等到一天当这个钱没有用的时候
So that one day when money no longer has, its usefulness,
他们会欢迎你到一个永恒的地方去。
They will welcome you to an eternal dwelling.
换句话说把你的钱财使用在神的子民身上。
In other words, use your money upon those who are the children of God.
啊，特别是那些有需要的人。
Especially those who are in need.
那么到了一天，你所积攒的财宝将是无价之宝。
And then one day, all the treasure that you have stored up is going to be
valueless.
Valueless.
所以。这个是主耶稣在登山宝训所说的。
This is what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount.
啊，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
啊，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有。
But store for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
所以当我们把金钱投资在神的事工上的时候
So when we put our money upon God's ministries,
然后将会带来这个永恒的后果
It will bring forth eternal result.
我们所奉献的金钱
The money we offered,
将会使到更多的人认识神
will cause more people to come to know God
使到人听到这个福音而得到神的救恩
so that more people can hear God's gospel and receive salvation
然后有一天当你到这个永恒的地方去的时候
one day when you reach there in the eternal place
将会有人对你说
there may be someone will say
因为你所奉献的金钱
Because of the money you offered,
我的灵命得到造就。
My spiritual life was built up,
were edified, 使到我成为一个蒙神喜悦的人。
So that I become a person pleasing to God.
或者有人对你说
Or maybe someone will say,
因为你所奉献的金钱
Because of the money you offered,
我听到这个福音得到神的救恩。
I heard the gospel and received God's salvation.
所以那位不义的管家以这个诡诈的方法来滥用主人的财物。
So this unrighteous manager abused, his master's money.
那么虽然看起来真的是这个是一个不道的一个方法。
So, on the surface, you can see that this is an immoral way to do things.
但是他所做的始终带给来他很多好处。
But what he did really, favor him.
他能在这个地上这个短暂的地上享受一个舒适的生活。
He can continue to enjoy life the short life comfortably.
但是主耶稣说我们也是管家。
But Jesus said we are also managers.
但是我们是神的管家。
But we are the manager of God.
我们所拥有的都属于神的。
All that we own belongs to God.
因此我们必须好好的管理神托付给我们的。
So that we should, make good use and manage what God has given us rightly.
把我们的财富投资在神的天国的事工上。
Put our wealth upon God's ministry.
我们应当想尽办法。
We need to use all our methods.
好像那位不义的管家一样。
Much like this unrighteous manager.
啊，但是不是以这个不道德的方法。
But not using unrighteous methods.
以这个正当的方法把这个钱财使用在这个永恒的事情上。
Use proper method to place wealth upon God's ministry.
所以在第九节耶稣这么说。
So in verse 9, Jesus said,
我又告诉你们要借着那不义之财结交朋友。到了钱财无用的时候他们可以接你到那永恒的帐幕里去。
And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings.
那么圣经说钱财有一天是没有用的。
The Bible said one day wealth and money is going to be useless.
因为箴言书第27章24节这么说。
Because it was said in Proverbs 27 verse 24.
因为资财不能拥有，冠冕岂能存到万代。
For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations.
因为一个人不能够永远拥有自己的财富。
A person cannot hold on to his own wealth forever.
那么当你离开这个世界的时候，你不能够把你的财富带走。
When you leave this earth, you cannot bring with you any wealth.
那么那个时候钱财对你来说是没有用的。
So at that time, wealth is useless to you.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，圣经说天地都要废去。
When Jesus returns, the Bible said, heaven and earth will come to pass.
那么同样的那个时候钱财也是没有用的。
And at that time, wealth will not be of any use.
所以在彼得后书第三章第十节彼得说。
So Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10.
他说但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away, with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
所以地上所有的东西,
So everything on earth,
包括我们的财富在主耶稣再来的时候将被火烧尽,
including our wealth will be burned up by fire when Jesus returns.
然后财务只不过是一个暂时的东西。
Wealth is only a temporary thing.
有没有永恒的价值就要看我们在世上怎么去使用它。
Whether it has eternal value depends on how we use it when we are on earth.
我们在世上有不少的人，这些人包括那些说自己是基督徒的人。
There are quite a few people on earth, including those who call themselves Christians.
为了这个生活来劳碌。
They work really hard for their lives.
目的就是要在这个短暂的世界里面能够有个好的日子过。
And the purpose is to live comfortably in this short life.
而不少的人想尽办法拼命的劳碌。
And quite a few people work very, very hard. They use all their might.
希望在这个短暂的日子里面能够有一个舒适的生活。
They want to live comfortably in this short life.
那么但是有多少基督徒在这个短暂的一生。
But how many Christians during their short life?
我想尽这个办法好好的利用自己的财富。
To think of different ways to use their wealth.
把它投资在这个永恒的事情上。
And to invest on eternal matters.
很多人为今生来打算。
A lot of people plan for their lives.
而没有为这个来生来做好准备。
But they did not prepare themselves for the eternal life. Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
财富只不过是在世上是一个暂时的东西。
Wealth is only temporary on this earth.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，这些财富对于我们来说是没有用的。
And when we leave this earth, wealth can become useless.
或者当主耶稣再来的时候，财富也是没有用的。
Or when Jesus returns, wealth also is useless.
财富有没有永恒的价值，就要看我们在这个世上怎么去使用它。
Whether wealth has eternal value depends on how we use them when we are on earth.
你怎么样使用你的财富？
How do you use your wealth?
是否用在自己生活的舒适上？
Do you use it on your own life so that you can be comfortable?
或者用在神天国的事中上？
Or do you use it on the ministry of the kingdom of God?
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们如何晓得使用我们的财富。
Help us to know how to use our wealth.
求你赐给我们智慧。
Please give us wisdom.
好好的来使用我们的财富。
To use the wealth wisely.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.